Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Anna Lynch. I'm a teacher in Inver College, and I'm going to outline how to structure an answer on Lady Macbeth. It's important that all students would begin by underlining the keywords in the question that they have been given. Next, they must begin to plan their question, beginning with a thesis statement which restates the task that has been assigned to them. Brainstorm the thesis, dividing it into numbers of related issues. Each of these issues will in turn become a paragraph in their essay. Link the text and or performance to each issue in each paragraph. Make a firm decision in the concluding paragraph with regard to the opening thesis. Avoid sitting on the fence at this point, as the examiner will be looking for a definite answer. Restate the opening thesis afresh. An example answer is, in her final scenes, Lady Macbeth is isolated in her suffering and demented state. How did she change from my dearest partner of greatness to a queen whose death is not mourned? She should have died hereafter. Lady Macbeth first appears in Act 1, Scene 5. She reads a letter that has been sent to her by her husband, informing her of the weird sisters and their prophecies. Instantly, Lady Macbeth decides which course of action she must take. She asks the spirits to unsex me here, fill her with the cruelty necessary to carry out her plan. Macbeth enters and addresses his wife as my dearest love. This is our first indication of the bond that exists between these two. They are both singing from the same hymn sheet with regard to Duncan's murder and their accession to the throne of Scotland. As Macbeth begins to waver in Act 1, Scene 7, students should note how steadfast Lady Macbeth is in her role. Having just witnessed the intimacy and confidence in this relationship, we now see that he expects guidance and inspiration from her also. She is his strength. She knows her husband well. As Macbeth cowers and says, "We will proceed no further in this business," Lady Macbeth remains focused. She accuses her husband of being unmanly, saying she would have killed her own baby if she had sworn to do so, rather than go back on her word. While this statement from Lady Macbeth may give rise to universal hatred due to its travesty of the Madonna ideal, it is important to remember at this point that she knows what is required to inspire her dithering husband, and she will go to any lengths to deliver it. Lady Macbeth's sense of determination is to the fore at this point. As we watch the murder plan unfold, we soon realise that Lady Macbeth is not the most intelligent of women. She may be determined, cold and calculated, but her plan for Duncan's murder is a simple one. As she prepares the murder scene, we glimpse the sentimental side of Lady Macbeth. She is unable to kill Duncan as he looks too like her father. Perhaps this is a side of his wife that Macbeth has never seen. Act 2, Scene 2 informs us that Lady Macbeth has drunk some of the alcohol with which she plied the guards, thus disclosing her nervous disposition at this point. We also witness that she regains her composure when Macbeth returns and his blunder is noted. She has the ability to mask her true thoughts and feelings in an instant, perhaps an indication of her Machiavellian nature. Unfortunately, as she advises her husband post-murder, consider it not so deeply, we also realise that she did not think beyond the action to the consequences of their crime. It is highly ironic that she says, "These deeds must not be thought after these ways, so it will make us mad." At this point, she is determined that sentiment and fear will not take hold of her. It is quite possible that at this point she is suppressing her true nature so that her husband may achieve his ambition to be king. Such suppression can only be short-lived. Although she corrects matters at the murder scene and callously says that a little water clears us of this deed, we know that her blood-stained hands will haunt her and drive her to her death. Also, she wanted the murder of Duncan to be carried out under the cover of darkness, giving witness to the fact that she is not without conscience, she merely suppresses it. Following on from this, students should deal with the banquet scene in detail and Lady Macbeth's fainting. A student might want to consider whether this is a real or artificial faint. After this incident, never again do we witness the steely resolve of previous scenes. Rather, we observe her gradual isolation, breakdown, and suicide. Despite wallowing in her own guilt at this stage, she never shares it with her husband, nor does she show any weakness in his presence. She still supports Macbeth, who is oblivious to her deterioration. His role never seems to be to support her. She is no longer his trusted confidant. Undoubtedly, it is guilt and remorse that ultimately destroy Lady Macbeth. She is absent from Act 4, thus indicating her discarded status. Her function is complete. Her husband has abandoned her for a world of darkness, witches, and a campaign of terror.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.